into retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory. We're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace of mind. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past ones, we invite you to come out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we even have a YouTube channel. So if you go out to YouTube and type in Beacon Wealth Advisory, you can subscribe and then you'll get notified every time we have a new video that comes out. So before we get started with our show today, I have my wonderful co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, always great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Jenna. And I just want to tell our viewers and listeners to go watch us on YouTube so then you can see our beautiful faces. We have some fun and we like to, you know, be here and have you guys watch us. And so YouTube's definitely a better place to check us out.
I agree. Exactly. I mean, listening to it's fine, but why wouldn't you want to watch it on video, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Jenna, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time that a lot of people are taking out what's called their required minimum distribution or RMD if they're 73 or older out of their IRAs, 401ks, you know, the accounts that they haven't paid taxes on yet. And a lot of people wonder, you know, what am I going to do with this RMD? And so do you put it in your checking account? Do you invest it? What do people do with their required minimum distribution? So we're going to be talking about that.
Well, and Jenna, that is a great question, you know, because while the IRS says that you might have to take it, they don't tell you how to use it or how to apply it, right? And so today, you know, we're going to talk through how RMDs work, what to avoid. We always want to know what to avoid, and a few smart ways to reinvest or repurpose those funds so your money keeps working for you.
Yes, yes. And let's start with the basics, Jacqueline. A lot of people, you know, all these fun financial acronyms, you and I always talk about this, RMD and COLA and all these different things. People go, what are they saying? So an RMD stands for required minimum distribution. So once you hit age 73, or 75, if you were born after 1960, the IRS requires you to start taking a minimum amount out of your IRA or 401k each year. Mm-hmm. So Uncle Sam is really a silent partner with you, right? With all of these IRAs and 401ks, and he comes knocking right around 73 or 75, depending on your birthday. And he says, okay, you cannot delay paying taxes on these accounts anymore. I want my money, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we do not want to get in trouble here, especially with Uncle Sam. And so that could lead to a lot of consequences that we are trying to avoid. And right. So, Jenna, I mean, what is the penalty if people don't take their RMDs or if they don't do it on time?
Well, Jacqueline, it's pretty steep. I mean, not only do they have to take the required minimum distribution out and pay taxes on it, but if they don't pay it by the end of the year, they get up to a 25% penalty on the amount that they were supposed to take out. Wow. So this is definitely not something we want to procrastinate on. We really want to try to get it done before the end of the year, the end of the calendar year.
Yep. Yeah, well, that is a huge penalty that we obviously really, really want to avoid because ouch. Yes. Well, and people really need to make sure that they get, you know, their RMDs forms signed and back to you if they haven't already, because that's a strict deadline. And so I think, you know, you always say that it's really smart to get those forms in before December 1st, you know, just so that can ensure that you have time to process it. And, you know, you still have a few days before it's, you know, goes into effect.
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing that reminder because, you know, this time of the year, don't you think everybody gets so busy with holidays and, you know, shopping, right?
Yes. Yes.
Shopping. And so it's just really easy to forget about this required minimum distribution form. But, you know, these really big companies that hold the assets where your investments are, they just get flooded with so many requests to get required minimum distributions out before the end of the year, or Roth conversions, you know, just a lot of requests come in at the end of the year. So I always try to tell people to get those required minimum distribution forms into us by December 1st, because if it comes in after December 1st, there's not really a guarantee that the company that's holding those investments will be able to get it processed in time, because usually they have longer than normal processing time towards the end of the year, just because they are flooded with just so many of those requests, Jacqueline.
Yes, yes. And it's, I mean, while we're talking about it now, it's a great time to think about it and start acting on it now. I mean, you can fill out these forms and have them in before December 1st as well. And that's extremely helpful. And so, you know, this is a very important point to avoid the penalty, because we really want to get it done and insured before that deadline. But here's a challenge. So you're required to withdraw that money, but you're not required to spend it, correct? So how do people know where to invest it?
Yeah, well, most people call us up and fill out the forms and they say, you know, just put it in my checking account, right? Mm-hmm. And that's certainly an option, especially if, you know, you plan on spending it, maybe go on an extra vacation, or maybe give a big gift or something to someone in the family. But, you know, Jacqueline, you and I have talked about, if you just let money sit in a checking account, mm-hmm. and let's say it's only earning 2% a year and inflation's closer to 3%, you're effectively losing 1% per year in purchasing power. So, you know, just leaving that RMD sitting in your checking account, you really are still losing money on it if you don't have it invested, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, we want to beat inflation, right? And so we want to be, you know, proactive when it comes to that. And so, Jenna, what can you do with your RMD once it hits your bank account then?
Yeah, well, there are some really creative strategies out there that our clients utilize. So I want to share those with you. The first one is, you can easily just go invest that into a taxable brokerage account, you know, putting it in stocks, bonds, ETFs, or mutual funds. Just, you can't put it in another traditional IRA. It would have to be just like a regular brokerage account. And keep in mind, if you put the money in a brokerage account that's not an IRA, future gains or dividends will be taxable, but at least you'll still be invested in the market. So I think I mentioned on our last show, a lot of our clients are investing that into our tax advantaged portfolio, just to kind of help manage the tax efficiency of our brokerage accounts, to harvest losses to offset any gains and hopefully try to reduce that capital gains tax.
Yeah.
The other thing is, for people that are in a really high tax bracket, you could look at a municipal bond portfolio that could provide tax-free income. But I'll tell you, Jacqueline, you know, most municipal bond portfolios that I see, like, really don't keep up with inflation, don't have a kind of minimal amount of growth. But if you just need tax-free income or something, you know, municipal bonds could be something to look at. And then, you know, a lot of people this time of the year are really thinking about donating to charities, right? 'Tis the season of giving, right, yes. Jacqueline?
I love that. Yes.
Yeah, 'tis the season. And I will tell you, you know, there's just so many wonderful causes you could donate to. And if you're charitably inclined, you can do something called a QCD. There's another acronym. Would you like to know what that stands for, Jacqueline?
Yes, please tell me.
All right. It's qualified charitable distribution, QCD, qualified charitable distribution. So you can donate in 2025 up to $108,000 directly from your IRA into a qualified charity. And the best part about that, Jacqueline, is that that amount counts towards your RMD if you're over the age of 73, but it isn't taxed as income. Isn't that great?
Oh, wow. So yeah, it's definitely a smart way of going about it for sure.
It is. Yeah. And you can actually start doing a QCD as early as 70 and a half. But it won't help you RMD wise, of course, till you're 73 or older. But that, I love that strategy, especially this time of the year. I have clients really taking advantage of that. And then there's always that debt out there, right? You know, it could be the best investment to have peace of mind and just pay off some credit cards, right? Mm-hmm. Paying off high interest debt or beefing up your emergency fund can be very valuable just to your mental health, right? To have that kind of emergency fund where you want it, right?
Absolutely.
And then this is really my favorite strategy. You know, I just love, I have such wonderful families that I work with, Jacqueline. I just can't tell you how much I love my clients. I really do, truly. And some of them just really touch my heart. They'll come in and say, you know, I just love my grandkids and I just love my kids and I just want to leave them as much as possible. I don't need the money. I want to give them a legacy, you know, which is just beautiful. And so often what some people will do with their required minimum distribution, if they really have it on their heart to just leave as much as possible to their kids or their grandkids, we have often used required minimum distributions to buy a tax-free legacy to help heirs with things like, you know, tax burdens on the IRAs or estate taxes or, you know, just to have more tax-free money. And so you could technically pay taxes on that RMD, but then when you put that into your checking account, you could use it to fund a life insurance policy. And I just did this with a client and he was like, just so thrilled. So I have a client that he has to take out around $30,000 or so a year in his RMD. And so recently we took out the RMD and we utilized that to buy close to a $900,000 tax-free death benefit for his kids. Can you believe that?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He is just thrilled with that. And so, you know, even if he passed away within the next year, you know, not only would his IRAs and everything go to his family, but there'd be $900,000 more tax-free added to his estate. And so you can really be strategic with your required minimum distribution by buying a tax-free legacy, like he did. Now you can't just buy life insurance though, Jacqueline, you know that, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You do have to qualify. So I want to preface it with saying that he was very healthy, got the best rates, was a non-smoker. He did have to go through some health underwriting, which is always fun. But he loves his kids and grandkids, and he just couldn't believe that that was even something he could do. He thought, I didn't even think you could buy life insurance in your 70s, you know, but doesn't that make sense? I mean, $30,000 a year, you'd have to pay that obviously for, you know, the rest of his life, but where could you invest $30,000 and have it be worth $900,000 tax-free that quickly? Right.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now he has to pass away, obviously, for his family to get that. But I just think that is such a smart strategy, you know, to use your required minimum distribution to fund a tax-free life insurance benefit for your family. If it's really on your heart to leave them something. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And, you know, those are some really, really smart strategies for people to do with their RMDs. I mean, there's so many ways to make smart decisions, right? And so working with a financial advisor to do that is so important. And I know that there are a few things that people should avoid though with this. I mean, we don't like to talk about the negatives, but there has to be some, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a few what I'll call warnings that people should be aware of with their required minimum distributions. You want me to cover those?
Yes, I would love that.
All right. Well, the first thing, and I get this question a lot, is when people take out their RMD, they say, well, can't I just transfer it into another IRA? And the answer to that is no, you can't just transfer from your IRA and take out the RMD and put it in another IRA. And don't forget state taxes. Obviously, depending on where you live, you may owe state taxes too. Many of our clients will actually withhold the taxes from the required minimum distribution for federal and state, just to make sure those taxes get paid right away and there's not any surprises come tax time. And it's really important, Jacqueline, to double check the RMD calculation each year. You know, different accounts might have different calculation rules. And a lot of people don't realize the aggregation rules. You know, you can only aggregate the RMD out of your IRAs. If you have employer plans, you just have to be really careful that you take the RMD out of the right account in order for it to count. And this is a big one I get. You know, everybody loves Roth IRAs, right? Because of the tax-free benefits.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I always get this question every year. You know, Jenna, can I take my RMD and just convert it into a Roth? And the answer to that is no. You cannot take an RMD and convert it into a Roth IRA. Many people do ask me that, but the answer to that is, you know, no.
Yes.
So those are some tips and just things to be aware of when you're taking out your RMD this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I appreciate, you know, a lot of your clients are trying to think smartly about it. And so trying to, you know, convert it would be a fantastic idea if it could work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, and those are all great points, Jenna.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And
I try to leave the bad points at home, right?
Yes. I love that. Well, so what else do you have for us today?
Yeah. Well, just to summarize, your RMDs, they don't have to be just sitting in a checking account, losing money due to inflation. It is an opportunity to realign your investments, increase your legacy. I mentioned that tax-free legacy idea, give charitably, or just even strengthen your financial safety net. So the key is really to plan ahead. And ideally, you really want to work with a financial advisor that, again, understands these required minimum distribution rules, understands how taxes coordinate with investments, or you can really make some mistakes that cost you quite a bit in penalties, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is a hot topic, especially this time of year. And so, you know, it's great that you share these investment and tax planning strategies. You know, they're just so important to you, your plan individually, you know, with a spouse too. And so you just really want to avoid these mistakes. And I appreciate that you laying it all out there for our listeners and viewers. And so, Jenna, how can our listeners and viewers get a hold of you to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation, you know, where you can give them a second opinion on their investments and collaborate with them on an individual level to figure out the best investment strategy and plan for their RMDs?
Yeah. Well, we would love to meet with people about this. So you can give our office a call at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can even go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation out there. And our office will promptly give you a call back. But yeah, we love to help people with investing their RMD.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenna. I appreciate the show today. And listeners and viewers, you know, be sure to check in with a financial advisor before the end of the year. And even better, before that December 1st deadline too, that Jenna put in place for us. And so that was just a great show. And thank you for tuning in to Retirement Today. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who's approaching their RMD age. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And type in Beacon Wealth Advisory into the search engine to be notified each week for our ongoing retirement tips. So thank you, Jenna. And that does it for this episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.